I am wondering if you have ever had someone come and visit you at your house. Anyone had that happen? Maybe come for dinner. Yeah, you've definitely had that happen. That's pretty good. So I want you to think about what it's like when someone comes to visit at your house. When someone visits you at your house or your apartment, it means that you and maybe your family are being the host. And I'm wondering what kinds of things you do when you are the host. Someone comes over to visit. How do you welcome them? Yeah.
By sharing
what's yours, like your dinner, perhaps. Maybe some other things too, yeah. Making dinner for them, that's a great example. Yeah, what else? Sharing your toys. So if there's other kids that come over, then you bring them to wherever you've got some nice toys and you play with them, right? Yeah, excellent, that's great. Anything else you do? What do you do when they first come in the door? Say hello, that would be good. Welcome them. Maybe take their coat, take their boots, things like that. What else do you do once they've been there for a while? I thought about when you first come in, when someone first comes in, they take off their coat, usually someone offers them a drink. You ever heard that before? Maybe a cup of tea, maybe a glass of wine, depending on their age and what time of day it is. Something to drink, right? That's usual. And maybe you invite them to the table. I think when they're at the table with you, sometimes you would think of serving them first before you serve yourself. Ever done that with a guest, somebody who's at your house? You want to make sure they have enough, right? And maybe you'd, when they finish what's on their plate, you might do what? Take their plate or offer them some more. Offer them dessert. Yes, you guys have good ideas. And that's the thing, after you've been a host a few times, you start coming up with more and more ideas about how you can help people to feel welcome and at home in your house. And then when it's time for them to leave, you usually say, well, this was really lovely to have you. I hope you'll come again. And maybe you'll invite them another time. You know, Jesus often went to visit people in their homes. People like Mary and Martha and Lazarus, we've heard about them, who hosted Jesus in their home. And lots of people welcomed Jesus and his disciples and served them dinner and listened to Jesus' teaching. Jesus was out on the road a lot, traveling, so he was usually the guest at people's homes. But there's an important story in the Bible about Jesus being the host at a dinner. Do you remember that one? You think of a story where Jesus was the host instead of the guest? There's a little clue out here today in our worship space to the story we're talking about. Communion, yeah. The Lord's Supper. And then sometimes we call it the Last Supper. The last meal that Jesus shared with his friends. He was the host at the meal. And when Jesus' friends arrived for that meal, he did something really special for them that day. He got down on the ground and he had a tub of water and he washed their feet, washed off the dust and helped them to feel comfortable and clean in the house. He welcomed them in that way. And then they all sat down at the table and he gave them a simple meal of bread and wine. It wasn't a fancy meal, but as Jesus broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, he told them, "This is my body given for you." And as he passed around the cup of wine, he said, "This is my blood poured out for you." Now, those are pretty strange things to say as you're passing the food around the table, aren't they? It's not what you usually say to your guests. But Jesus wanted to tell his friends, I think, that he loved them so much that he was going to do everything for them. He was going to keep at his mission of sharing God's love with them and with the whole world, and he wouldn't give up even if it cost him his whole life. And it did cost him his whole life, didn't it? Because Jesus was eventually killed because of what he said and did and taught. At that dinner so long ago when Jesus was the host, he told his disciples to keep on getting together to share bread and wine. And he said that every time they did get together, they should remember him. So even today, we set a table right in our church We set a table with bread and juice, and we remember that Jesus is the host at this meal that we will share. We welcome everyone to come and share in the feast. One of the things that always surprised people about Jesus was that he liked to welcome everyone. He didn't want to just spend time with rich or important people, but he wanted everyone to be his friends. And Jesus wants us to extend that same kind of welcome to everyone today. We can invite everyone to come to the table of the Lord, and we can invite everyone to worship with us and get to know Jesus as well. Today we're talking about what it means to welcome, to provide, here's a big word, hospitality. That's when you welcome people and make sure they feel comfortable and they have what they need. And we're talking about that upstairs in church, and when you guys go downstairs, you're going to talk about it too. And you might even come up with a few ideas for our church about how we can welcome people into our church even better than we do. And as we do that, we'll think about how Jesus welcomes all of us and how Jesus invites us to welcome one another as well.